All right, so the Nine of Pentacles, you're almost at the finish line, but it is now time to celebrate. Even when you achieve a goal, there's still work to be done. You've finally gotten to where you want to be, but now perhaps you have to figure out where all this energy is going. You've made it to the top, now how do you stay to the top? But that doesn't mean the second you get to where you want to be, after busting your tail, you don't take a minute and enjoy life. Even if you could see the finish line ahead, you need to take a break sometimes, a breather. If you've been going 100 miles an hour for 29 miles and your tank is empty, you don't make it the extra mile by crawling on the ground. Take a minute, enjoy life, relax. I mean, I remember an interview with Sebastian Bach of Skid Row. Skid Row signed a major label deal, and their first album came out in 1989. Now, at that time, Sebastian Bach, the lead singer, was a newcomer to the band. The other guys, Rachel Boland, Snake Sabo, they were busting their tails around New Jersey, playing every club, movie theater, Sweet 16 they could. Snake Sabo was actually in the original incarnation of Bon Jovi, but Richie Zambora had taken the role of lead guitar player, and Snake and John Bon Jovi, who were childhood friends, made a pact. Whoever made it first would help the other. So there was a ton of mileage that was logged by the band. And then Skid Row made it. They released an album. Even before the album started to chart, Sebastian Bach started to celebrate. And his quote was, everybody else in the band after that tour got a check for over $1 million. I got a bill. Sebastian Bach partied. He wasn't really worried about what was going to happen next. And it's not to say you could be reckless like that all of the time, but when the Nine of Pentacles shows up in a reading, it's time to take a look around at what you've done and pat yourself on the back a little bit. Celebrate a little bit. You've done the work. Now just take a moment. You can't work all the time. You have to feel the energy of the lyrics in AC/DC's Highway to Hell. That second verse really captures what the Nine of Pentacles is all about. Bon Scott sings, no stop signs, speed limit, nobody's gonna slow me down. Like a wheel, gonna spin it, nobody's gonna mess me around. Hey Satan, paying my dues, playing in a rockin' band. Hey mama, look at me, I'm on my way to the promised land. The band knew, like with that energy, you know that you've got something good. And now is the time to just relax a little bit. The Nine of Pentacles is really a reminder of why you're doing what you do. Like, are you working hard for the rest of your life so you could take it to your grave? Or are you working hard so you could celebrate a little bit? Now, these are the types of things that we like to talk about in Rock and Soul Tarot. Looking at the music world, lyrics and stories, and applying it to the meanings of these cards, getting a different idea as to what this might mean in a tarot card reading. One of my favorite bands, Mother Love Bone, they signed to PolyGram Records in 1990. And at the time, it was an absolutely unheard of deal because Mother Love Bone was an unknown band, but PolyGram was looking for their own version of Guns N' Roses. And they signed this band thinking they were going to be the next big thing. And when Andrew Wood, the lead singer of the band, called his mom after he was signed, Tony Wood, Andy's mom, tells this story. She says, Andy's on the other end of the phone, and he just signed a major label deal. It's what he had been working for years, since 1980, so a decade trying to make it music. And the first thing Andy did is he called his mom, and he said, Mom, what kind of car do you want? She goes, Andy, I'm working. What are you talking about? He goes, I just signed a deal with PolyGram. What kind of car do you want? That energy is the Nine of Pentacles. These are the types of stories that can help us understand what these cards might be trying to tell us in a tarot card reading. Did you save all of your money to open up a new shop, a new store? Well, there might be a really fancy chair that you will be sitting in. It might be a lot more money than any other chair on sale at the time, but you've worked this hard. Your ass deserves the luxury of a nice chair. You're about to start that business. Celebrate a little bit. Splurge a little bit. That's the Nine of Pentacles. This is Rockin' Soul Tarot. If you enjoy the way we do things here, please subscribe to Rockin' Soul Tarot. I would love for you to follow this podcast. I would love for you to follow me on YouTube, which is Rockin' Soul Tarot on YouTube, and to talk to me a little bit. Let me know what you think. Let me know what we could be talking about. Did I miss a song that might apply to the Nine of Pentacles? Do you have a story that would apply? I want to start having guests on this podcast. So hit me up on Instagram, Orlando0616. And if you would like a tarot pull, hit me up on Instagram, Orlando0616 as well. And would love to do a pull for you. Please have a great day. Enjoy. And I'll talk to you soon. Until then, gonna miss you, baby. Good luck. Goodbye. Be safe.